We speak about how to improve your credit score alongside Zelda Mathebula. And I mean, this is something that affects almost everyone who would ever apply for credit. I don't know a person who's never applied for credit. It is not just a number. It can decide whether you get good interest rates, whether a loan is approved, or even whether you can rent a home. But how do we maintain it? How do we make sure that it goes from, you know, good to better and not from worse, which is what most people or most cases have happened, where people get their credit scores lower. Zelda lets us know. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tutlang. How are you?
Lovely. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hope you had a lovely weekend.
I did. I hope you had a lovely weekend as well. Zelda, let's get into it. Maybe let's start with what a credit score is and how it is actually calculated.
Okay, so a credit score is actually what I refer to as a measure of how much credit a person can actually qualify for. So there are just a few factors that determine the credit score. You need to be a good payer. You need to be having credit that is actively being paid. You need to have a good credit history. You should not be blacklisted, meaning that you should not be involved in any fraudulent activities. So those factors determine how good or bad your credit score will be at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. And why would you say a credit score is such a big deal when it comes to things like getting loans or, you know, financial opportunities?
I remember the other day I went to an NYDA function. We invited NYDA. And one of the most important things that they mentioned there is that if you are looking for a grant from them, you need to have a good credit score. So this simply means that if your credit score is bad, you cannot qualify for any credit whatsoever. And if you cannot qualify for credit, it means that NYDA won't be able to finance you if you were to start a business as a young person. So it is very important that you keep your credit score good. You make sure that you are doing everything according to the South African laws and making your repayments in order for it to remain great.
Maybe let's touch on some of the common mistakes, especially young people who start their careers. What are some common mistakes that are made that end up damaging young people's credit scores without them even realizing it?
Okay, I'm going to start with the first one that we are all not, like most of us are not aware of it. Not having credit. If you don't have credit, it means that your credit score on some credit bureau will be at zero. I've also seen negative one. So if you don't have anything that you're paying for, it means that once you are done with your degree, you get a job, you won't immediately be able to buy a car. Okay. So you need to have an accurate credit score. And the second one that I have seen most of the youngsters making is getting clothing accounts and end up not paying them. Remember, if you go to the likes of TFG, it's most popular with young people.
Yeah.
You open an account, you qualify for it, you get everything that you want from that account. And at the end of the day, you don't meet the obligations in terms of repayments. It will start impacting your credit score. Yes, it might be 300 rand from Rage. It might be 10 rand, maybe, for example. But when you are done with your studies and now you get a permanent job, it will change. If you want to buy yourself a house or you want to buy yourself a car, you will not qualify because of those tiny little mistakes that you made during your varsity years. So it's very important that our youngsters do understand that if you do get credit from your age, from your TFG, you need to make sure that pay them as per the agreement. If you do not pay them, note that your credit score will take a huge hit. It will impact you for future credit.
And so for the ones who have kind of messed up their credit score, is it fixable?
Yes, it is very much flexible. I think if they have been following up on our Monday talks, they've had me speaking about prescriptions. So let's take an example. You're a student. 3 years ago when you started your first year, you got an account with TFG. They gave you a buying power of 2,000 rands, and then you ended up spending it all. And then along the way, you were like, no, man, I can't pay this 130 every month. I don't have that money anymore. So now it's 3 years later. It means that if you have not spoken to them throughout that entire 3 years, there is prescription, so the account might have prescribed. If the account is not prescribed, you are now employed, then we talk about settlement negotiations, whereby you can call the credit provider directly or go to the shop. If you're not able to do that, you don't understand or where to start, there are companies like Pencil Consultancy who will do the settlement negotiation. Once you close that account, pay it up, then you can start rebuilding your credit score. So it is very important that if you have messed up back then, you now understand that, okay, I need to fix what I have messed up, and then start making sure that you build up your credit score thereafter.
Mm. Sure, man, to be old. So many decisions to be taken, Zelda.
Yes, a lot.
How important is it for us to then regularly check our credit score? We actually had a comment and somebody said they check their credit score once a year. So how often should we even be checking our credit scores?
I would encourage that, first and foremost, I would encourage people to get the likes of Clear Score, okay? Because when you check your credit score or your credit report per se, you can either be affecting your credit score by doing a credit check, because if you're doing it with the likes of maybe a bank or a clothing store or something like that, they're doing a credit check on you, meaning that your credit score will take a look. But if you check it on ClearScore, whereby you get your monthly updates each and every single month, I think they send them around the 15th, then there is no credit check, then your credit score won't take a knock. The good time for a person to check their credit score, I would say that it's every 3 months if you are monitoring it to see if it's growing or not. Do not check it monthly, but every 3 months, then you get to see what is happening. It is also important that you check your credit score, or actually your credit report, to check and make sure that there are no fraudulent activities taking place in your credit history. Because once you let it go from January until December, then that is over a year whereby a fraudulent activity has taken place, and now your credit score is taking a hit. And now you have to do affidavits and explain why you're saying that you didn't do that credit. So if you check it regularly, then you get to see if there are activities that you're not aware of, if there are people who are busy, because, you know, there are... For example, you went for a once-off loan with a certain company. I won't mention a specific one. And you went there this month. So the person said, no, you don't qualify. And then next month, they check you again to see if you qualify. So the people that you went to last month are not allowed to check if you qualify in the next month of November without your consent. So once they do that credit history check, it's going to affect your credit score. So you need to check all of those things, the history of people who checked to see if you qualify or not. All of those things are very much important.
Mm-hmm. Zelda, let's park it here for today. Thank you so much for coming out to the show. You can only hope that people are listening and will maintain their credit score in a healthy way. Thank you so much for coming out to the show.
Thank you for having me. As usual, they can contact me on 071-582-4984 or send me an email at info@cancelconsultancy if they have anything that they want to talk about or they want to do a consultation. They are more than welcome to contact me.
Absolutely. And that's it for our Money Matters this hour alongside Zelda Matebula. But we also asked you via our socials, are you happy with your credit score? When last did you check it?
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Raza FM Mid Mornings. Mpumalanga. Azish.